A global observance day helps bring a genocide to light. Bibles will reach the most staunchly Hindu and Muslim regions of India, and Moldovan churches put a cap on alcoholism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations World Refugee Day is observed worldwide on June 20th each year. Well, this year's theme, Real People, Real Needs. Vision Beyond Borders' Abigail Zimmer says for the Karen Christians of Burma, a genocide has gone unnoticed. There are hundreds of thousands living in squalid refugee camps in Thailand.
We're taking teams over as frequently as we can. We're also sending a 40-foot container of clothes and toys and things for the refugees. And then we just got back from a short-term medical clinic trip where we just went over and treated over 500 patients.
Many Christians face deportation and expulsion from camps that are closing. A cup of cold water in Jesus' name goes a long way toward restoring the hope of the gospel.
Pray for their strength and protection, and also just pray for a change and a shift in their government leadership, that they'll just soften and sort of turn to help the people instead of run them out.
You can get involved. We have some links at our website. Next, Compass Direct reports some startling developments in Nepal that could impact the future of the gospel work there. Voice of the Martyrs Canada also confirms an anti-conversion bill in discussion. If it passes as written, those convicted face a 5-year jail sentence as well as a heavy fine. Nepal just missed another deadline on a new constitution providing for religious freedom. Pray for the church in this nation. Pray it'll continue to grow in strength and in number. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's church is growing exponentially, but in one state, the gospel message is far from prevalent. Bibles for the World's Moi Padidi reports.
Assam, a state with a population of about 32 million, is the most staunchly Hindu and Muslim region of Northeast India. 65% are Hindus, 30.9% are Muslims. Only 3.7 are Christians.
But the few believers in Assam are intent on spreading the word. One Christian tribal doctor offered 52,000 rupees as seed money for Bibles for the World to print and distribute the New Testament. Many will be able to read the gospel.
There are more than 500,000 families whose names and addresses are available for us to send God's word.
More funding is needed to reach the 500,000 families. Give through our website. In the meantime, pray that
God will prepare their hearts to receive His word.
Next, in the United States, the third Sunday in June is Father's Day, a day set aside to honor our fathers. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says his dad survived World War II in the Netherlands.
At the end of the war, he was in between two opposing armies, and there was no food and no shelter. And American humanitarian aid workers dropped food and blankets to my dad.
Van der Zalm's asking you to make a similar difference in the lives of people in Japan, devastated by the March earthquake and tsunami. A gift to help provide food, medicine, and a blanket does more than help physically, though.
We realize that so many of these disasters touch people's hearts, and that there are deep spiritual needs as well. And we try whenever we can to support local churches and what they're doing in the area, because we know that in many ways what people really need here is hope, and that only can come through faith in Christ.
Van der Zalm's encouraging you to support medical teams' work in your father's name this Father's Day. Our website will connect you. And earlier this year, the World Health Organization dubbed Moldova the world leader for alcohol consumption. The average Moldovan consumes 3 times as much alcohol every year as the average world citizen. Since reports were released, efforts have been made to control the problem, including church sanctions. Slavic Gospel Association is asking you to pray for Moldovan churches who are stepping forward to provide alcoholism outreach with a gospel focus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.